going to fry my node. I'm on high power. And I'm about 15 feet from my node. I'm going to fry the thing. So I had to turn the power down. Yeah, Rick, the name is Donald. And, yes, we have crossed paths before on the radio. I just don't talk as much as I used to. But, yeah. Like I said, I've seen a major change of the wildlife back here. And right now, with, like I say, with the foliage being off and some snow on the ground, you can definitely, I mean, if it was that night that we were looking for that little boy, most of the snow had melted back there, so you were looking at dark ground more than anything else. And I went out there in two shifts, and when I took a break in between, I was watching, and I mean, there was just like 18 to 20 flashlights, you know, throughout that whole field as far back as you can see. But Sean mentioned something about a hill. I know there's a rise or a hill, or like a lump of something in the middle off of the northwest corner of the hospital part of the property. Our property actually sits originally, the campus here, sits on the northeast corner of what used to be that massive field. I mean, we only took up a small percentage of it. And after this boy was missing, I did some measurements. And that field's almost a full quarter mile deep off of DeQuinder back to Park Court, which is the street that runs behind it to the west. And I, you know, and it even hooks around the hospital a little bit off of its northwest corner. But it's a much bigger field than what it looks like on a GPS map, for sure. And there's a lot of undulation in it, as I would call it, elevation change. And I know there's a hill or a rise somewhere in it. But like I said, I've only been back there once and only viewed it with GPS satellites. Things like that when they were dumping some stuff. At least the 18-wheelers that came back there. Break.